Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
No, you're welcome to join. It's a joyous day.
That's weird. What was that demon wedding we skipped out on?
This one.
Oh my god. Are you fucking kidding me?
You stupid fuck.
I'm just joking.
We've even been talking about it for the last 5 minutes.
Literally joking. Let's keep going.
No, you're not.
No. Oh. Is that why you're that red?
No, I'm red because I've been laughing for the past 10 minutes. I'm trying to figure out how to play off of Cody's rhyme and I can't figure it out. It's bugging the fuck out of me.
I'm seeing fireflies.
Yeah. Is your face going to be an issue?
In real life or?
Philo's probably going to recognize her, right?
Like, they left his friends.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I think it was Matt who came up with the line that we're going to go and spread the news of the impending wedding.
Mm.
And that's why Basidia was taking the other Myconids and leaving.
It's because we told him there's a party going on right here. It's a celebration. It'll last throughout the year. Bring your good times and your laughter, too.
Shut the fuck up.
We're going to celebrate a party with you. Come on now.
You're sitting next to him. You're allowed to strike him.
You can punch him faster than we can.
At any point, y'all can just take the narrative away. But if you leave it with me, yeah, this is what's going to happen. Rage. Just start stabbing Myconids. Just for the hell of it.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
I'm reaching for dice till they come up with something.
I mean, I've said several times, let's not do that. Let's go to the wedding and we can intercede there.
All right. Sweet. Let's go to the wedding. Let's go see what's going on.
But the wedding's not here.
No. I'm assuming.
Oh, no.
Do you know what the wedding is?
We're sending congregants there,
yeah,
though.
What is the wedding?
The wedding is the
demon lord of fungus.
Yeah. Is it the demon lord of fungus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Zuk-de-moy.
But it's going to be in Aramicus.
Correct.
Right, which is not here.
Which is not here.
Right.
That's what I'm... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. Right. I was just confused because it seemed like you actually wanted us to go to Aramicus.
Right.
So are we going to go there instead of the labyrinth?
It's on the way.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's You're not... going to Neverlight Grove is on the way.
It's not totally out of the way, but...
If we burn
down... I mean,
they're
on opposite sides of the map.
Aramicus is half the map, so that's...
Yeah. That's fine. Fuck it. Let's just go to Neverlight Grove.
Excellent. We'll see you when we get back. Philo will be happy to see you. And they go about their business.
Perfect. You don't have to kill both major members of the wedding party. You just gotta kill one of them.
I get that.
Just throwing it out there.
No, I understand.
So are we killing the demon lord or the largest creature on the earth?
Well, we don't want to kill Eremicus necessarily. It's just a giant.
It's a fireball wedding. It's a nice day for a fireball wedding.
Mine was better than that, Troy.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much worse than that, to be honest.
I understand, but there's a bar set for each of you. You know what I mean?
We each have a different bar.
Like,
right. We do.
He meets his bar.
Wow.
I do what I can.
Wow.
I do what I can to meet my bar.
What?
No.
I mean,
no, we're just saying
your
that
expectation is set too high then, I guess.
Yeah,
that could be.
That is very true. I don't know what you're expecting out of me at all. It's not like...
I'm expecting the level of Fish City.
Well, you know what?
Do you know the term outlier?
Fish City was a one and done. And
literally.
You've heard of a bell curve.
We all had a really good laugh. And then we had that, which is now on a black armband.
That was Matt's laugh.
That's Matt's fault, actually.
So I guess my question is are we just going to kill all the Myconids in Neverlight Grove to keep them from going to the wedding?
I mean, keeping them from going to the wedding is inconsequential, right?
I mean, if we do go to the wedding and we're going to fight the person, the demon lord that they're following, that right. just means that they're going to have a larger army there to combat us when we're there.
They're fucking mushroom people. What kind of fight are they going to put up?
They're going to be afraid of being sautéed. It's not that hard. Get a pan, get some oil, go fuck yourself,
I produce
mushroom people.
Lots of fire.
I didn't know if we were going
really
to
big fire.
Barbecue them for dinner this evening for the ones that we can have.
I can make
No. The two new party members are going to handle it. Let's let them handle it.
What are you talking?
How much fire do you want?
I want to see them both cast fireball and see what happens.
I can make you spit fire if you want.
Before long, you guys come to the entrance to Neverlight Grove. You come into a huge cavern. You're looking down on the tops of giant mushrooms.
We need to send the caravan the fuck on. Like, we need to not be here with support.
Okay.
I feel like that's the right call.
By caravan, you mean scouts?
No, the convoy of...
You were sending the scouts soldiers ahead of you. You were traveling with the convoy of wagons and shit like that.
All right.
So just they're gonna circum.
They're all steel-covered wagons.
And go to the labyrinth. Is that what you want?
Start heading farther in the direction of. Yes.
Okay.
Because if we have to hightail
out
here,
knows where there's a Netherese tomb they could hang out in.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems good to me.
What is a Netherese again?
It was one of the things that Jeff came up with that was brilliant.
No, it's actually in there.
But didn't you redraw the tomb?
Yeah, I redid it.
No.
Is that where you found... No, what was it? I just can't remember what was in it.
I believe that's where they found Dawnbringer.
Okay. Is that the race of people from, like, before?
Yes.
Yes, gotcha. That's the Netherese.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Floating cities and
yeah.
shit like that.
Yeah.
Let's go see what's going on in Neverlight Grove. Just a quick stop. In and out. 20 minutes.
You're looking down on giant mushroom caps. Kira, you've been here before.
Right.
You know the basic layout of the place.
Right. Are there any major changes?
From up here, not that you can see. You don't see near as much activity as you did before.
Half as much, technically?
No.
Less than half.
No.
Because they've been leaving bit by bit.
Give me a perception check, an insight check. I'm assuming you're scouting around.
That's not good. That's a regular.
Taking a look down. Was it? What was it?
It was a one.
Cool.
I was picking it up and dropped it. What are we talking about?
I thought you rolled it. My apologies.
No, I went like this and it slipped out of my fingers.
20 perception.
23 insight.
18 on perception.
Okay.
It's less than 20.
Sorry.
20 on better. Insight.
What?
20 on insight.
Okay. I'm assuming that Kira gave you guys like a rundown of what she saw here.
Yes.
There were different mounds. There were the hunters. There were the gatherers. There were the ones who raised new Myconids. There was the builders, things like that. You don't see the various types of work. You see one big group working basically doing what the hunters would have been doing. A little bit of the builders, where they're bringing dead things back to be workers.
Okay.
Or warriors or whatever.
Now, when you say dead things...
Whatever bodies they can find.
Like, not just Micah did, any sort of body.
Correct.
Right, okay.
They're fungally infesting, right. Whatever it is.
Right.
You see Quaggoths, you see Drow, you see... You actually see a few demons.
Do we see Jinjar or Darendil?
Darendil you already killed.
I know. Reaching.
Topsy and Turvy.
Oh, God, I forgot about them.
One of them was a were-rat, right?
Both of them.
Both of them were, yeah.
You probably ran into him in Blingdenstone. And Jinjar.
Well, bring me back. I want that conversation.
Rewind.
Too late now.
Are you a were-rat? A little bit of fuzz in your ear.
There was I don't know if it was a graveyard or something, but there was some area, and then there was like a tower where Zuchtamoy supposedly was when we were there the first time, right?
I meant to print out one of these big cardboard maps for Neverlight Grove today, and I didn't get a chance to before they shut the printer down.
Busy fucking printing other dumb shit that's gonna haunt us for the next hour.
Huh?
Nothing.
Find a new job. That's what he's saying.
Oh.
I didn't say that at all.
See, comprehension issues.
If you're talking about average, somebody's going to be on the other side of the curve.
It's called the anchor.
Okay. Here's Neverlight Grove. Here is the upper cavern that you guys are coming in. You can look down and see giant mushrooms. You're looking down at the tops of the caps. You can see water down here. You can see this is the area where they're working. Up here, Kira will tell you, is where that graveyard type thing was. And in a separate cavern back here is where that giant mushroom tower was.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But the other mounds that were up higher in the cavern, where you'd be able to see them, you don't see any activity.
Gotcha. This is a lovely room of death you've got here.
How bad does it smell?
I mean, the whole night soil thing, the dead things rotting and everything like that. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But not like out of the ordinary from it.
Cool. Is there anybody, like, are there guards?
Oh, no.
There's no one in, we don't even see.
You can walk right in.
This looks like a pretty crappy place for a wedding.
I don't think the wedding's going to be here, Trogdor. Aramicus doesn't move all that much. This is definitely not how I would have envisioned seeing the city for the first time.
Do we need an invite?
We've already been invited.
Who are you talking to? We're not even with any Mike in it.
I'm talking to my group.
An invite to what?
The wedding.
Were you not here 10 minutes ago? We got invited.
Oh, no. You're definitely invited.
Now it's more of a forced invite. No, you're coming. You said you would.
No, I'm there, black tie and all.
So, do we need to help? Bring chairs?
Are we ushering?
Covered dish.
Looking at a thing in a bag.
I liked it more when he didn't
Deviled
talk.
Eggs, I think. Real quick.
I wanna explore Neverlight Grove. So, I'm going to be like, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
And I'd explain to the new guys that I had planned to come to Neverlight Grove, and which is why I was in the Underdark in the first place. It never happened. Basically, as we got here, they went insane with the whole, you know, story that he told us about that.
Congratulations, you made it.
I did.
You're here now.
I don't imagine the people that were supposed to be here with me are no longer here.
Oh.
Such is life, yeah.
Is this like your Disney World?
We're going to ride the Matterhorn. The Mykonid horn.
It's a shroom world after all.
We're sure, all
fucked up
like
on
that.
Shrooms.
I was supposed to study here.
Why is the skin on my
with mind? My mentor who's no longer here. So there's no real necessarily point to me studying without
him. Who's your mentor?
He's a dead guy.
What, was he originally dead when you spoke to him?
No, he's only dead when I speak to him now.
Well, that's quite weird.
Okay.
So you guys are moving down in the Neverlight Grove.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. I'll also make the ring visible, and I'll just hold the ring up.
What's the ring?
It's a mind... Was it ring of...
Ring of mind shielding.
Ring of mind shielding.
I'm going to ask Dawnbringer if it feels like we've gotten better or worse with the current party, because it's kind of a toss-up.
So much
worse. You need to call Josh.
So much worse. Hey,
Josh would love Trogdor. I'm going to stay for
Josh,
the
record. Hey, Josh, I'm now with a turtle, a Trogdor impersonator, and fucking cheap-ass Dollar General Johnny Depp sorcerer. Like, what are we doing here?
Wizard,
thank you. I'm the sorcerer.
No. Also, the party composition is cleric, wizard, sorcerer, barbarian. So, any thoughts, Josh?
It's real fucked.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm just waiting for the
anytime
part where
you
want to
start
Jeff
a fight, we'll fight.
No, I'm trying to give you guys a chance to go down and interact.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Yeah, this is his fucking Disney World. We already talked about it.
So you come down.
Yep.
You see these giant mushrooms. You see this thing. Out in the middle of the area where all the myconids are working, and you see the dead shuffling and things like that.
My guy's too big to fit in it.
Yep, 6 p.m.
In the middle of the rope.
In the city.
You see one myconid that's a little bit larger than all the others and kind of stands out from everybody else.
I would look over at Kira and be like, Philo?
Yes.
Cool.
I forgot to, or I never found the painted myconids that I had. So there's
Philo.
Nope. Okay.
And there are myconids. I'm going to knock my water over.
In case we haven't mentioned it, Neff,
that one,
yet, Jeff has printed like 16 myconids.
Those ones actually look like Flood from Halo.
I mean, you're not far off.
It reminded me of a shambling mound.
Yeah. What are you thinking there, Trogdor?
Was I crazy in thinking that myconids were tiny creatures?
They're not tiny.
Stool
was like... Yes. Wasn't he...
But not...
A sprout.
Not all of them.
Not typical. Okay.
So not all of them.
Not an infant, but like a young.
I was imagining myconids were tiny, and then the infestation people were
obviously.
I think
myconids can be really fucking big and scary.
Oh, okay. That's not scary at all to think about. Giant fucking mushrooms.
Well, I thought they were medium in the book, but maybe I'm wrong.
Depends on how big the strap-ons are.
You just went a whole nother direction, dude.
He said giant fucking myconids.
No.
I did indeed say that.
Watch your words, dude.
I meant what I said.
He wants to know...
I said what I meant.
...how hard he's going to get reamed by the 30 miniatures Jeff is placing on the board.
Go ahead and take that myconid pegging. It's all you.
Are myconids particularly fond of fire?
I would presume not.
Probably not, no.
Plants and fire usually don't go well together.
Yeah.
They're usually fans of what happens after the fire.
Also true. They eat shit, man.
Harry Truman Doris Day!
You see a bunch of myconids shuffling about. I'm not sure why I printed this, but...
Swap them out for that guy.
I had planned to make that this, and then... This set came out, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I'm going to print that. But yes, there's a ton of myconids moving around, working. You see a small horde of like humanoids, some quaggoths, some a little bit of everything, shuffling along in an ordered pattern.
You got all that, right?
Not really.
No, well.
Like this.
These are the fungally infected.
What are you trying? You're wanting me to cleanse something?
Close.
Spore servants.
I'd like you to turn around, Bright Eyes.
Turn around.
I'm not getting what you're trying to tell me.
All right. It's pretty much one of the cleric staples, so.
Oh, turn on. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. No.
I don't have that spell ready.
Perfect.
No, you have turn undead.
You should always.
Oh, wait, no, that's a.
That's your
channel divinity.
Channel divinity. Thank you.
You're right.
You also know that turn undead would have no effect on these guys.
Right, because
they're plants.
Right,
they're not undead.
I fucking need you more tonight. Are they planted in the dirt?
You hand me his other.
Are they planted in the dirt, Jeff?
No, they're animated plants, just like the Myconids.
We've been over
this. Miniature.
Right. Yeah.
What about this guy?
He's always with us. There.
Okay.
He's got pesticide.
Does he have a spell in him?
Yeah, pesticide.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I couldn't remember if you used it last time.
You see all this going on in front of you? What do you do?
Howdy ho there, neighborino.
Rage.
Well, see, that's why I'm asking. Because those are two very different responses.
No, they're not.
They can both go off at the same time.
Correct.
Is Kira over there?
Bum, bum, bum,
oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Are you charging or are you talking?
Are you waiting for us to talk?
I'll let you talk. I'm talking to Dawnbringer right now.
We're not seeing demon lords, right? We're just seeing these guys.
Correct. You don't see any. You don't see any sign of demon lords.
Okay.
You call out.
Yeah.
The whole mass turns to look at you, and Philo is kind of surprised and waves, and then looks closer and says, "Kira?"
Rage
out loud.
Out loud.
Hold on. Dragonborn, fire, breath, like. Just
wait. Why are we automatically fighting?
I'm not. I'm just saying. If he's trying to rage,
why can a Myconid speak out loud? Or because we're not poofed, right?
Like, why can't we have a conversation before we decide to fight something?
Because that's not fun.
Because nobody wants to make a decision besides these two.
Well, that no.
No,
make a decision, neighborino.
I think we talk first.
Talk.
Would I be able to insight or have some knowledge as to why the hell this Myconid can actually speak out loud?
Nope.
I assume you're Philo?
But would she know? Like,
Kira should.
Previous experience.
Kira did see one do it.
Oh, okay. Which one was that?
The one that they fought in the graveyard that split open to form a mouth as they were talking to it.
Oh.
I remember it being gross.
Is that what I'm seeing with Philo?
Yeah, you see a mouth.
I don't know what he did.
He talked.
He no.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Just
welcome back, Kira.
He swapped some stuff around.
Hi.
Who are your friends? We're ecstatic to see you.
Big same energy, bro. So, wedding hasn't happened yet, I see.
No, but the preparations are well underway.
Haven't you been prepping for like 4 months now?
It's a long trip.
Are they just that slow?
So what do you got built there, homie?
This is how we're sending the celebrants to the mother.
The mother?
Aramaicus.
No.
Aramaicus.
I'm just going to say it with confidence because that's what Kira would do.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Thank you.
So we're just seeing two twisted trees, nothing like a portal behind him?
Nope. You do see these guys slowly shuffling their way towards it.
That's fine. I'm talking about this structure.
I know. Shuffling their way towards that structure.
That didn't answer my question.
Yes, you see two trees.
Okay.
There are four lights, Lucas. God damn.
The initial conversation was a portal. I don't know.
That was our speculation.
Right.
It seems to be it is.
Now I'm trying to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were we aware that Myconids could cast magic before?
I don't know that any of you would ever have seen it.
Okay.
When Kira was here before, she never saw any.
Yeah. I assume you're Philo?
Yes.
Kira's talked a lot about you.
I have.
Shut up.
What's your mentor's name?
Squiggle Stitch.
Squiggle Stitch.
Okay. Felwyn. Felwyn Squiggle Stitch.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had a mentor who
talked
to me of you in the past before as well. You know, remember the name Felwyn Squiggle Stitch?
Yes.
Yeah. On our last trip here, he was killed. We never quite made it. That's why we haven't met before today.
Sure he did.
He's right there.
You didn't.
One of the corpses will turn and look back.
Does the ring talk to me?
No.
I would be like, would Felwyn be like, what the fuck? Like, because his mind, his soul is trapped in the ring and can speak to me until he decides he doesn't want to be there anymore.
What perception does he have? Is he just able to communicate to you?
I don't know. Or, we've never really set that.
I don't either.
I would assume he would only be able to communicate to me, but that doesn't mean that he wouldn't be able to read my body language.
Yes, Felwyn is going to join in the celebration.
You in on the rage plan yet? Or
I'm getting closer.
Okay. Please continue.
Getting closer. I would probably just say, I would say, Felwyn, are you okay with your body being a part of this?
I mean, Felwyn would be okay with Myconid's turning his body into a spore servant, yes.
Gotcha.
Ertland would have no problem with his body being turned into a spore servant.
Right.
It's just the natural order.
Right. I would ask Phyla what the celebrants are being used for at the wedding.
They're going to celebrate.
It's
a day of joy.
But how? How are we celebrating? Are we just dancing? Are they just going to dance and be merry?
I don't know the specifics of the mother's plans once they arrive, but...
Did she tell you a specific number that she needed?
No, just as many as we can find.
Nagila. In fact, 6 more. How many did he print? 8 more.
Now, Kira, at any point in time you wish, I'll throw a fucking fireball right in the middle.
Yes.
Just tell me when.
When?
Phylo keeps coming closer as you guys talk.
Phylo, how did you...
Unless you're coming closer to them.
Phylo, how did you grow a mouth so you could talk out loud? This is new. Felwyn told me that you were just...
It's like a part of the mother's gift.
The motherfucker.
Aramicus.
No.
No.
I know better, you dumbass.
Is it the only word you know?
Did you come to join in the celebration?
Have you ever seen the film Wedding Crashers?
Yeah. Phylo, how does your ways of travel work?
Lost so many on the Yankees.
I didn't know that Mike and Ids could use magic.
It's a part of the mother's gift. It's amazing.
So he's a mage now, too.
It's a good thing we got 2 better mages.
If Kira recalls, when they were in the tunnels below Gracklestug, they met Myconids, who could basically tree stride.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I honestly remember that. I don't remember a lot of what you say, but I do remember mm-hmm. that.
Being a druid and knowing about...
Yeah.
I would assume that that's what this is.
Yes.
Gotcha.
This is probably something tied directly to Zook Des Moines, wherever she is.
Gotcha.
My initial thought was destroy that thing, but we may not want to.
I just need the trigger.
No, not if it's connected to her.
Right.
Then I would assume she could travel back to it as well.
Pew, pew, motherfucker.
I'm really not finding a reason not to just nuke this thing right now. Because
poof.
As much as it is within the natural... Okay.
I love how Schroeder gets more nervous and talks slightly faster for every 5-foot square you move that thing closer to him.
Right.
Because you know what he's close enough now to do is poof the entire party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kira holds her breath.
poof.
Yeah.
We would love for you to join the celebration.
Fucking poof and a half.
Light him up. No? What?
No, that's fine.
I'm on fire!
Communicate what you're thinking, then.
You can blow fire on him, and I can throw a fireball at the same time.
Well, I can blow fire on him and somebody else.
But I also have a fireball. It'll be a big fire party.
I know what fireball does.
This is,
poof.
I'm holding my breath.
No, it doesn't matter.
He waited too long. He's now going to attempt to mind control us.
Sorry, my mom was texting me about Penelope for in the morning.
Don't blame that on your inaction.
I've got a mind shield. He can't control my mind. I'm not worried about that for me.
Good thing he can't control the raging barbarian beside you.
I think the last time you were controlled, I fixed that.
Or the two sorcerer and wizards who totally are going to be beneficial to the party.
My shield guardian doesn't have mind. I'm not worried.
So with the one thing that I'm good at, it's making saving throws in this game.
You're not good at rolling, period.
Are these creatures?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me for making decisions.
You didn't make a decision.
No, I wanted to know more things. I did make decisions and ask questions.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
It's true.
I will choose all by myself. I will choose free will.
Fuck you. Seriously, punch him anytime you feel. You're sitting closest.
Welcome to Brothel the Musical, everybody.
So I need you guys to make two rolls for me. I need a will save, or a wisdom save.
Hang on, why?
Because he just poofed us.
I poofed them. I thought we were dropping fireballs.
That wisdom save is a 13, Jeff.
Nice. Wisdom.
Sure, apparently took the hot die.
22.
So I got a 13 and a 22.
Well, exceedingly higher than 22.
Okay.
Oh, he threw me a card. I bet it'll work.
This card may be handed to the GM at any time for the following benefit. 1d6 after making a saving throw.
Would you like to roll the d6 to add it for me, or you no. want me to roll it? I added 3.
So it's a 16.
That might have done it.
I also rolled a 16.
Okay.
That might have done it.
It doesn't seem like anything happened.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
I said, hey.
You said so, two things, right?
I'm assuming the next yep. roll is an initiative?
If that's where you guys are going.
I mean, he's poofed us, so...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm pretty sure if you poof another man in public, you're allowed to attack him.
That's how they communicate.
He has no need to poof to communicate. He's talking to us.
Not for the rest of them.
No, I'm. He's not... No.
Roll how much longer is Jeff going to convince you not to fight this fucker?
No, roll initiative.
20. Okay.
What'd you say, Troy?
20.
20.
Venti.
Venti means 20.
Yeah.
Set grande means large. Tall means large. Venti's the only thing that doesn't mean large. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
I sat and watched that movie the other day.
Role Models is so good.
It was way better than I remembered.
Right? It really holds up.
Because for a long time, I hated Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's so with fucking a,
with
good.
A fucking until Ant-Man. Passion.
Until Ant-Man?
Yes.
Yeah, fair. He's still funny as fuck.
He is.
Yeah.
I can go back and watch Role Models and enjoy it a lot more than I did the first
You're
time.
Out of your yeah. fucking mind.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
I've always loved Paul Rudd, though.
Jeff can't be a winner
Since
on everything.
Friends, Paul yeah. Rudd has been good to me.
Since Clueless.
Was he in...
He was... Yeah, he married Phoebe. His character married Phoebe in Friends.
Sorry.
Definitely a factoid I remember.
Truth.
I didn't care for Friends.
No. Well, that's fair.
You're back on the winning side.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Sorry, what am I doing?
Yes.
Initiative.
Oh, initiative. Not great. 10.
Schroeder.
6.
11.
Awesome. Grady.
8.
Wow.
Who has bonus to dex? Literally nobody here.
I do.
Why do you have a bonus to dex?
Because I rolled good.
That's not what a bonus to dex means.
I have an 18 in dex.
Why?
See, I got a 20 charisma, 16 wisdom, 16 intelligence, 18 in con, 18 in dex, and 15 in strength.
So what you did is you created a Fadre character where we question your roles.
I mean, you can question them if you want.
I got an 18 in this, a 16 in this, an 18 in this. All right, whatever.
I wrote them down if you want to, you know, that's probably not going to be any better proof for you, but I rolled really well.
It's okay. Sometimes it's great for the enemy to womp on you for a whole turn before your party takes action. It's probably a good thing. They have to spend all their turn moving to us. We don't have to waste actions on moving to them.
Okay.
I usually roll single digits on initiative. I got to look for anything, Shredder, to, like, make it work.
Troy, you are up.
Okay. You said that as if there was more you were going to say.
No. Okay. We're first in initiative.
I'm going to spend...
Trogdor, this is your first action. Make it a good one. Trogdor!
I'm going to spend 6 sorcery points.
Jesus.
Cast tactical nuclear
device. So that I can twin the spell of disintegrate.
I have that spell too.
Okay.
So I need a dex save from...
Everyone.
Deckai and Deckai.
I thought you were going to breathe
that
fire.
Guy... Okay, which guy? There's a bunch of them.
I pointed.
Okay. He pointed to a large base.
And I pointed to... I pointed to just...
And Numbnuts in front of us.
It's a 19 for Philo.
Well, you're an asshole.
That's another good roll. That probably passes if he's got any sort of modifier, positive modifier.
How many sorcery points do you
have? 14.
Oh, really? Flat? He ain't gonna make that. He's fucking gone.
What's your DC?
It's higher than 14.
Very well could be.
Yeah, no, it's...
Let's say it's 8 plus level plus modifier, and he already created a Fadre character, so it's got to be like a 3 or a 4.
Is it 17? Is DC?
It doesn't do half as much. That's what I'm trying to read.
Disintegrate?
No, it does a set amount if you pass.
Correct.
I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
I think the other motherfucker just disappears into paste.
Well, no.
Depends.
On a failed save, the target takes 10d6 plus 40 force damage. The target disintegrates if the damage leaves it at 0 hit points.
Correct. On a failed save.
There's absolutely nothing written for a successful save.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. See page 233 on the, I assume, PHB.
But yeah, I remember not taking Disintegrate as a wizard for a reason. I don't know if that was the reason or
because
not.
Because there's no save, half it save type concept.
I don't remember. I just remember going, ugh.
I feel like that we haven't been playing it that way, though.
Some spells say it and some spells don't.
Have we ever really used Disintegrate before?
The fucking
Beholder.
Beholder did.
Well, the Beholder
didn't cast Disintegrate.
Yeah,
it's a Disintegrate.
It was
right?
It's a fucking laser beam. That's a different concept.
I understand. Wow. So their disintegrate ray is different than the disintegrate spell?
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
That seems real stupid.
Well, it's a creature. It's not a spell. It's a creature. I don't know what you want to call it.
That is using a spell-like ability.
Yeah, forget it's not, but it's just an attack. And it's random at that.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. Like, if it doesn't affect them, it doesn't affect them. But
yeah, it just says a thin green ray springs from your pointing finger to a target that you can see within range. The target can be a creature, an object, or a creation of magical force, such as a wall created by a wall of force. Creature targeted by the spell must make an X save. On a failed save, target takes 10d6 plus 40. The target is disintegrated if the damage leaves it with 0 hit points. A disintegrated creature and everything it is wearing and carrying except magic items is reduced to a pile of great dust. Yeah.
Yep.
The spell automatically disintegrates a large or smaller non-magical object or a creation of magical force.
There's nothing on a successful save literally written at all.
That's why I didn't take Disintegrate.
So nothing happens then.
Okay.
You get him, though.
Yep.
You get a shit ton of D6s.
Plus 40, right?
That's what you need right there. I love those. Viva Las Vegas.
Woo. That's some good numbers.
No, I'm questioning. I want to go back and reread Beholder. Did I fuck that up?
Probably.
10.
That'd be funny if you disintegrated their characters for 20. No good fucking reason.
No, Lucas failed.
I definitely failed.
Yeah. Yes.
20.
Troy, I think the last hit was a half on a success.
Mm-hmm. Which, 32. If it's not written that way, it was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
41.
But again, creature versus 81. Spell is different.
Ouch.
Is he dead?
No. Large chunks are turned to
fall
dust.
Off
but...
of him. So did we both get our surprise attacks? Because he was doing that, and I was going to throw a fireball.
There's, like, no surprise attacks, man.
We both.
This
just
wasn't.
Went, like,
this
poof
wasn't
at the same
a surprise.
Time. I was surprised, but he's surprised. I was
surprised. That is something very different and not surprising to any of us.
I was surprised. Were you surprised? I was surprised.
Oh.
Anything else? Move or a bonus?
Eddie Izzard joke.
I don't think I can really do a bonus. Hold on.
Oh, I was confused because I was looking for the Trogdor miniature.
It's on my table.
Got ya.
It's the only one he would let me paint. He wouldn't let me paint his actual guy.
No, that is his actual guy.
No, that's his actual guy. The one that's on the table.
If you make the save, it doesn't say anything about taking damage by half, at least according to this website.
On a beholder?
Correct.
Fuck.
So your character's still alive. You want to play?
Hey. Fuck. So the fact that your character was disintegrated and died has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't hand you that card.
Still gonna blame you.
It's because Jeff was fudging rules.
You fucker. I'm dead as dicks. It doesn't matter what I do. I just suck at this game.
You still poofed into kitty litter.
As told 2 hours ago.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
What's yours? Initiative?
Like 8.
Seeing himself and another Mike and it'd be attacked, he turns around and points, doesn't say anything out loud, and then calls out, "Rise. Defend them." And this thing will come up on its turn.
So how big is that thing actually? Because you said the mini is not large enough.
Right. But it's in,
it's
in the,
close.
In the stat block, it's a gargantuan creature, oh, which is 4x4.
So does it actually fit 4x4?
It actually fits 4x4. Yeah.
I think if you needed to, we did use like a coaster to fulfill that at some point.
Yeah, I think one of the coasters. I don't remember which style it was.
I think it was
basically
one.
A 4x4.
It was basically a square, right?
Yep.
I thought you had a round one that fit, but maybe not.
How
tall does it actually stand, though?
It rose up right there.
Apparently.
Coo-coo-ka-choo.
You wanted this?
I mean, I wanted...
This is what you want, Earl!
I wanted to fight.
It doesn't give me an actual height for this thing. But like I told Grady, you see that round flat spot on top?
Where it looks like a crown? Yeah.
That's where a miniature is supposed to stand. So that's how much I had to shrink it.
It doesn't even really have a face either.
Yeah, but one of our, like, 5x5 square creatures is supposed to stand on top of it.
It's also crumbling in my hand.
Quit fucking breaking my figure, man.
You handed it to me and it fell off.
Why are your hands so acidic?
This is a real problem with women.
pH balance?
Yeah, for me.
Do you break off parts when you touch women?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Oh, I'm leaving that in.
I'm single for some odd reason.
You heard him,
Langley.
Come get him.
I'm single for some odd reason. I'm still trying to suss it out.
Is that why I haven't seen Emily?
She's actually in Vassin, so.
So the guy who murdered her says. The person who has body parts and a freezer.
She's quite alive.
Yeah. So.
And doing well.
Messaging the FBI
Philo.
Now.
What?
Get his stack up. Don't you fucking dare, Jeff.
What?
Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you dare to fucking. Don't you dare fuck.
Okay, I need a second, because I don't even know that spell.
You son of a bitch. You should learn your fucking spells.
I told you I didn't actually prepare.
We're skipping you when we're fighting it. I'm good.
Yep.
Fireball.
Didn't act in 5 seconds.
Fireball. Everybody dead.
2, 3, 4, 5. Ding, ding, ding.
Basketball count. I always thought that was dumb looking. I don't know why. I'm a wrestling guy. That's why. Gotta do it, though.
Okay.
My glasses just
What
flew off.
The fuck?
That's how he casts spells.
I hit my glasses.
He puts his glasses on, gets
oh
ready
my
to
God.
Cast a spell, and just
I wanna,
and throws his glasses.
I want to fucking play a wizard as Mr. Magoo now. Just fucking... Just fucking randomly casting spells. I want to sit in the other room when combat happens, so I just tell Jeff, like, yeah, I'm casting Fireball 5 feet in front of me.
I can actually see most of this. I can read most of your numbers on your dice from here, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's not an indication. You can't fucking read numbers.
I can't count numbers. There's a difference.
He can identify them as numbers.
I can identify them as numbers and what the numbers are. It's the counting that
I'm just waiting for him to be like, see, that one right there is a 9.
Philo casts a spell.
Counterspell.
Oh, yeah?
I gotta look and see what level it is.
Hey,
if I see
how
him
many
beginning
squares,
to cast a spell,
how many squares away from me is Philo? Is there one square between us or two?
There are...
Two.
Yeah,
you're 15 feet away.
You're 15 feet away.
I'm gonna blame you because you moved the characters around.
I didn't move you.
Doesn't matter. Blaming you. Because I'm like, Jeff, I need to stab motherfucker, please.
You don't get an attack of opportunity. For spell cast. Not unless you take Mage Slayer.
Cast on the defensive, fuck.
Okay, you need to read the roll at the end of counterspell. Because this is higher than third level.
I can cast it at a higher level, though. Which is kind of what I was going to do.
I'm not going to tell you what he's casting.
That's fine. I was going to cast it at a fourth just to be safe.
Cool.
Because I know he's got some power.
Okay.
It's happening.
Do I still need to roll?
Yes, you do.
Okay. If you cast a spell at fourth level or higher, make an ability check using your spellcasting ability, which for me is...
Intelligence.
The DC equals 10 plus the spell level. So I guess that's... I don't know what the spell level is. Right?
Your spell level.
No.
My
spell
his
level.
Spell.
Your spell level?
Yeah.
Oh.
If he casts a ninth level spell, Lucas needs to roll a 19 to counterspell it.
Gotcha.
Or he needs to burn a ninth level counterspell to counterspell it. We know it's higher than four, so Lucas needs to roll at least a 15.
It's only a 12 on the die.
So you don't counterspell it. Well, what's your modifier?
My modifier?
Yeah,
your intelligence modifier.
Plus four.
Yeah, so it's a 16.
16.
It fizzles.
So sixth level spell or lower, you fuck up. You magooed your way
so
through that.
He's so shocked that it worked. His spell book goes flying. Holy fuck!
I never did that outside class before.
Seriously, whenever you want me to throw fireball, just fucking tell me.
Now!
Okay. And Philo will move back.
Opportunity attack.
He was close. Away. No, he was close enough to the giant. He's got reach.
The giant probably could.
Yeah, he'll take the swings.
You think I don't pay attention?
Actually, no. Technically, he has not left the threatened range.
He's 15 feet away.
One, two.
Oh, because the giant's a large creature.
Yeah.
He's right.
Hold on. Let's prove he's
Weren't you right in front of him, though? No, you were ten feet ahead. Fuck. Do you have reach? No, you don't have reach yet.
I do have reach. He just wasn't.
He wasn't
enough.
In your range. That's what I'm questioning.
Yep.
My character is facing
Troy. Move me
can
back.
You please, just for posterity, turn him around to face me. He's gonna fart all of his spells. I think that's the plan. He's the farting nuns.
Why is? I don't know.
Why is what?
I know I separated you guys.
He moved some shit around. I don't know what happened. We were not that far apart to begin with.
Because everybody was spread out like this.
Well, 6 feet. COVID. Yeah. He moved everybody around. And
I didn't move everybody. I moved Schroeder and I's characters. and the...
It was a good call.
And the mech. Well, because I had a different thought, but then...
It says 5 feet reach.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
So I do get to...
He does get the attack then.
Because he's out
no,
of
No, because he was 10 feet away. He was here.
Yeah, he's right. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I thought you had reach. All right. Never mind.
You're a dick.
I know.
Also all true.
Right. And that's also true.
Okay.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Okay. The Defiled Hearthhold, as Loot Studios calls it, takes two swings at Lucas.
Did you roll initiative for that thing?
Huh?
You rolled initiative for it, or does it just get to go on his turn?
No, the druid got a 19, he got a 13.
We all rolled like ass, so we're going to the bottom. Yeah.
So, two swings at Lucas.
He just outright kills his character first attack.
Very possible.
A gargantuan creature that has 5 foot reach? What the fuck?
You got tiny arms like a T-Rex.
I'm pretty sure I hit with one.
What is it?
Oh, actually, 16.
Yeah, that is it.
16 hits?
Well, yeah, I got a 15 with my
awesome
protection ring, so.
Then both hit.
AC's only 14. What do you want me to do? Well, 15 with the plus one.
I want you to let me read the damage so I can know what to roll.
I think
roll.
I want you to make a new character because you're going to need one.
I will. That's fine. It'll be fun.
He got off a counterspell.
28.
Okay.
On the first attack, right?
On the first attack.
Okay. How much health do you have, Max?
82.
13, 21 on the second.
So what's the total?
49.
I would
is that half? Is that more than half?
Yes.
Con save?
Why is that a con save?
Did you have to roll a con save to stay awake at half?
No.
Is that a different game?
What the fuck?
Different game.
Different game?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Although in the old days, that was almost fork, save, or die.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Either way, I rolled high for that, so.
Perfect. You rolled high for a rule in a game that doesn't exist.
I'm still standing.
Lucas, you're up.
Fuck beans.
I would try to get out of its threat range without...
I don't think I can get out of there without an op attack, dude.
You can if you have the most useful reactionary spell that a wizard can
now
have.
Now, wait. Are you an object or a structure?
Sorry, what?
Are you an object or a structure?
Are tools objects?
Do you identify as a tool, as an object, or a structure?
I identify.
This is a very important question.
I identify as a ball of gas. You don't hit me.
No, I hit you.
You take but the then damage. You only do half damage.
The damage will be different if you identify as an object or a structure.
I hate you so much.
He has no idea what you're doing.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Lucas, Misty Step.
It's not a trick question.
I don't have that spell.
Oh my god! That's funny. Sorry.
Even I have Misty Step.
How do you have Misty Step?
You're an Eladrin. You have a racial teleport.
Oh, I have a racial. You're right. I do have a racial thing. Sorry. I forgot about that. I was looking more at spells than anything.
Don't help me.
It's a racial Misty Step concept. It's not called Misty Step. I can't remember. What is it called? Face Step is what they call it here.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. It's your time to leave.